Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy tells Fox Business that President Biden's decision to suspend oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge makes no sense and will only weaken America and goes against the reason for Alaska statehood. The Biden administration's decision to suspend the leases pending an environmental review went against the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that authorized responsible energy development in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Dunleavy said,
what happened was back in March, there was a report in Reuters that the Biden administration was having quiet discussions with Canadian mining firms to get the minerals from Canada as opposed to America, including Alaska. And one of the reasons stated in the article was that the environmentalists here in America didn't want this to happen. So, in other words, instead of having wealth creation here, Stuart, we're going to push it overseas where we have to depend on folks from foreign countries to provide these necessary minerals. And so Alaska's got lots of copper, lots of rare earths that can underwrite where we're going, but we have to be given a chance to use it. When it comes to cruise ships, mining, oil and gas, and other natural resource projects, all we're asking is an opportunity to be able to develop those projects so we can create jobs, wealth, and we don't have to look to Washington for a handout.
The governor on Twitter said that Alaska has the resources to underwrite America's modern economy in saying that he asks for the right to fulfill its statehood promises. Last week, the governor said that President Biden's suspending Arctic drilling leases doesn't strengthen the country, it doesn't help Alaska, and it doesn't stop climate change. Congress designated more than 8 million acres within ANWR as federal wilderness as part of the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. That same legislation set aside the 1.57 million acre coastal plain for petroleum exploration and potential future development. It's that time of year for Alaskans to be suffering from pollen allergies. Last year, people experienced a record high birch pollen count in the Anchorage and South Central Alaska region. Dr. Laura Moore with the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Alaska said,
but I think in comparison, our tree pollen counts are significantly higher than they are in the lower 48. Every year, a different tree pollen will be the peak pollen. This year, birch and alder actually are low. And actually, it's the poplar family that's been markedly higher than normal.
So far this year, it's been a mild year with levels comparable to what they were in 2018. Moore said,
this year's allergy and pollen season has actually been milder than prior years. Because of the winter and how long it took for the snow to melt, the season started a little bit later.
Some factors that play into the severity of the season are sunlight exposure, moisture, and the temperature. If left untreated, symptoms have the potential to turn into something more severe.
So there's a lot of environmental and weather factors that play into that.
And if traditional allergy medications aren't helping relieve symptoms, nasal steroids might be more effective, meaning you might have to head to the doctor's office. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.